Well, on the plant, again, I think we need to hear the opinion of the people about that. There are some small groups of people I've heard who've been very upset that they're what's the right word for that? Refitting the plant or
replacing it, maybe?
Replacing it with one to run on natural gas, if my memory is correct on that.
Yeah.
And I think we need to ask the people. Again, there should be hearings, just like there were for those power lines that were going to cut through some of our beautiful farm country. I think we need to say to the people, how do you feel? Let's have hearings. Let our legislators hear the opinions of the people. Mm-hmm. Duke is an amazing company. I mean, there's some real positives to Duke. Look at the power they provide us. So we shouldn't discount their opinions about what works and what doesn't. But it should be their opinion, and it's not the way they shouldn't dictate policy. And our legislature, in the absence of input from people, from their citizens, shouldn't discount the opinion of their citizens, their, mm-hmm. their constituents. You mentioned coal ash before. They've streamlined that too. They even apparently have covered up the fact that groundwater has been poisoned by coal ash. They've extended the time that Duke has to handle the problem. They've basically given Duke permission to not line these coal ash ponds that need to be lined right now. And we have people who trust our government agencies to keep them healthy and to keep their water clean. And they haven't achieved that right now. You know, even if I was unaffiliated, I think I would look at that and say, holy cow, what is our governor thinking? We don't want a Flint, Michigan here. We don't want a Love Canal in North Carolina. We're looking at that possibility. It destroys property values. It makes people sick, gives them cancer. I mean, it's all very serious. The other part of it is that they have a sort of a limited liability in terms of responsibility to the individuals who have been affected by these coal ash ponds and by leaching coal ash and the poisons from coal ash into groundwater, people who own wells. I think they have an obligation to make it right, and I think it's the courts who should determine what should happen with that. Duke Energy makes profits of anywhere in a good year, $2 billion a year, a bad year, maybe $1.5 billion. They're making lots and lots of money and serving their stockholders well. I think they also have an obligation to serve all of their clients well, not just the people who invest in Duke, but also the people who benefit, who should be benefiting from the heat and the cooling that we get from Duke and the water that's pulled out of our wells. And we have an obligation to see to it that Duke is a responsible neighbor. Mm-hmm. And I think 9 times out of 10, they're going to be. But this coal ash thing is completely irresponsible.
Mm-hmm. Where do you stand on renewable energy? You know, there's been efforts to roll back the renewable energy portfolio standard. The solar tax credit expired. And there was an effort in the most recent session to block large swaths of the state off to wind energy. That effort failed, but it could be revived in the coming session. So where do you mm-hmm. stand on solar and wind?
Well, first of all, solar and wind are not just pie-in-the-sky alternative energy sources anymore. They are making a difference in this state. They're still not cheap in terms of technology. That's where the tax credits need to come in that have been disappeared, if you will, by our legislature. I think we need to restore those tax credits and encourage the rapid development of solar gathering potential as well as wind potential. I think it's a mistake for the state to do otherwise. I know my opponent believes in offshore drilling. He said we should be drilling offshore. He discounts the potential of having a Gulf of Mexico situation there. With all those hurricanes that come across our coast, I don't think it's safe to be doing that. Again, we're worrying too much about making corporations and corporate interests rich, and we're not watching the real bottom line, which is about this tall and this tall. You can't see that on the radio, can you?
Yeah.
But it, you know,
I'd say you're looking about 4 feet and 5 feet.
5 feet. There you go. And so my opinion is that the real bottom line is people and their health. Ultimately, we need to get away from using fossil fuels. Climate change is real. It's real science. And denying the reality of the science is a terrible mistake. Anybody who doesn't know that the oceans are rising, getting deeper, is not paying attention to the frequent flooding we have during bad storms on our coastal cities. in South Carolina as well, North Carolina. It's flooding right now in Florida from a tropical storm. Those things are happening quicker and more frequently than in the past. Even if we don't have a hurricane come across our land and reach into the heart of North Carolina, we're still getting flooding in our lower-lying areas, in Nag's Head and those places. That's serious. And it's also a symptom of the fact that we're getting a lot of glacial melt in the ocean. Mm-hmm. It's even changed the carbon parts per million in our atmosphere. It's dramatically higher now than it was in the 1970s. That has an effect on all life in the ocean and our lives as well, where we can't protect the lives of the animals in our community, whether they're here in the forest or out in the ocean. If we can't protect those lives, we make ourselves vulnerable. So I'm opposed to fracking, and I'm opposed to offshore drilling. And I don't really believe that fracking is going to happen here. Geologists, if you study any geologist, they would tell you that there's not much to frack, if they have anything, here in the mountains. I'm more worried about people coming and taking our water and using it to frack elsewhere. And that troubles me.